This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Javo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy. Now, Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose: to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth. Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives. Get ready for the adrenaline-charged, precision-crafted performance at Crown Acura Richmond. Introducing the TLX, powered by a VTEC turbo engine.
Hold on tight as the MDX showcases performance for seven, delivering power and space in perfect harmony. At Crown Acura Richmond, we bring you power-packed performers, meticulously crafted, second to none.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street and find precision-crafted performance, and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond, for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to Who's Talking. We're in studio, Frank and Hobbo. I'm Frank, he's Hobbo. He can't help it.
Yeah, indeed. Not to mention Vince, our tremendous producer-engineer,
well,
who actually showed up on time today.
I know. I almost fainted cold. I was like, Vince, are you feeling all right?
Hey, who's on the show tonight?
We have a great show tonight. We got a serious rebounder on the show. It's about time. Hopefully it'll rub off on the Wahoos. He also could shoot free throws. We have Steve Castellan. And he's got a ring from Landover, Maryland. How about
76 ACC champion? That's one more ring than I got at Virginia.
He was smart. He played with Billy Langlow and Wally Walker and Mark Ivarone.
You know, it's all about picking your teammates wisely. But he also, speaking of smart, Steve, you're with us. You majored in engineering, didn't you?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, he was a true student athlete, a throwback to the old days.
Yeah, he didn't worry about things like NIL and the transfer portal and, you know, what is Buffy wearing to school today? I mean, come on.
Steve's NIL was two pizzas down at the corner. You know, he got two. But anyway, hey, Steve.
Hey, I think he broke in pose, didn't he?
Why not? Hey, but Steve, you remember the old movie Airplane where Lloyd Bridges said, I picked a bad week to give up drinking. I picked a bad week to give up smoking. You may have picked a bad week to come on Who's Talking and talk Virginia basketball here. It's a tough week. As I said in our newsletter, when you lose to the Hokies and the Heels in the same week, that's a tough week. But Well, let me ask you this. If you put on your coach's hat, would you tweak the lineup at this stage?
The lineup or the rotation?
Well, maybe the starting lineup. Well, you
pick. He just answered the question.
Which either? So starting lineup, rotation, whatever. Does something need to be changed?
Well, the games between Carolina and Tech. Tech was tough because we kind of, it seems like we fell down both on offense and defense, where to lose by such a margin anywhere, but especially attack. And with Carolina, it looks like they fixed some of the defensive issues. They had a lot of energy, and they were, you know, held a very high-scoring team to a pretty modest total at 54 points, almost 30 points below their regular average. But the offense was just, you know, inconsistent is the most generous thing I can say. It just seems like they couldn't find anybody who could consistently make a shot when needed, and that, you know, particularly at the key ends. And even with all that, they had some opportunities at the end to couple some free throws, some, you know, putbacks that didn't quite go in. You know, the ball bounces the way it bounces, but it was tough.
Well, here's my problem at the moment.
Let me throw one thing in there.
All right, throw it in there.
Steve, you just touched on something that's been bothering me this year. This particular team of Cavaliers has a terrible time 3-4 feet from the basket. I don't know what the problem is. Guys driving for layups or putback attempts, whatever the case may be. I've never seen so many players in position to get a really uplifting score close to the basket just come up empty. And I'm like, do you ever notice that and just go, what are they looking at, right? Do they need new eyeglasses or contact lenses?
Well, I mean, there's different things. There's the soft, gentle hook. Mm-hmm. When you're not powering through somebody, you're just kind of trying to go up and get the ball over an outstretched hand. The other one is when you're bodying against somebody. And, our bodies, and Jordan Miner is an exception, but if you look at Buchanan and Groves and them, you know, they've got some height, but they don't have a lot of mass to that height. And when they body up against Armando Bacot or some of the other big guys they've had to play against, and the guy they're going to play against on Wednesday night, you know, it's like going into a brick wall. And then the way they're calling fouls or not calling fouls in today's game, you know, it's challenging because the other teams are athletic, they're big, they've got in some cases more length than we do, or more, you know, mass, body mass when they're banging around under there. And, yes, it's frustrating to see when the putbacks don't go in, but I also realized that they're pounding against somebody who may have 10, 20, 30 pounds on them. And I can relate to that because back when I played, I was in the 220 to 230 range.
Wow.
Towards the end of my career, not the beginning.
Yeah, you and Otis. I'll never forget coming to a practice as a graduate assistant, and I think you and Ivoroni were both bleeding, and I was thinking, what the heck's going on out there? That was not the kind of practice we had. Coach Holland had a little different practice than Coach Gibson. But at any rate, back to the lineup. You know, part of my concern is when you look out there and for whatever reason, Ryan Dunn is a freakish athlete. But he's just not scoring a whole lot. What did he have the other day? 2 points on 1-for-5 shooting. And Andrew Rohde, I think he's out there to play defense, and he's very good at that.
Right.
But when he came in, he was billed as a perimeter shooter, but he hasn't showed it on a consistent basis.
Ever. Hold on. Ever.
Well, not this year, at least. Maybe in the past. So I keep, when I look out there and I see only sometimes you look and you think, well, it's Beekman and IMAC and maybe Groves when he's out there. And I think obviously when the other team defensively only really has to focus on two guys, it puts a lot of pressure on them. And it's made it difficult, particularly in the last three out of the last four games, we haven't hit 50 and it's hard to win. The Wake Forest game was an exception where you actually win, only scoring 49 points. But I still go back. What changes, if any, would you make?
Again, I've never coached at this level. I've played, and I would say today the way they play is different than what we did. But when you're passing the ball around the perimeter, and none of them are very few of them are actually looking at the basket. You know, they're catching the ball and they're looking to pass before even looking at the basket, so they're not a threat. If, as you say, if the other team knows that, and there's only one or two guys who are confident enough to put up a shot from distance, and they're having an off night, the wheels kind of come off. So then you have to try to drive. But if they know you're not shooting well, they're going to take a step away and be more prepared to handle a drive. Everything just gets more complicated.
Let me ask you this real quick, and this is you mentioned earlier you were a little thinner when you first got to school. Talk to me a little bit about Blake Buchanan and where do you see his development going? Because, he's kind of a similar inside guy, obviously has some skills, just needs to get a little stronger, I think.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. But at the beginning of the year, he had some good moments when he was starting. And then Tony, took him out of the starting lineup, but still used him. One of the things I've seen recently, he's got a nice, I guess you call it like a facing hook almost. It's not really a shot, but he's got a nice touch, at 6-8 feet from the basket. And he's hit a number of those. And that's a nice thing to have in that environment because he's tall enough to get up there and elevate over things and get the shot off. But again, he needs time, and he's getting more physical, I think, than he was in the very beginning of the year. But it's going to take some strengthening and some building up a little bit of mass to be able to compete and push around with guys who weigh 250, 260, and more.
Hey, looking at the rest of the schedule, BC Wednesday night, 9:00. Maybe the most important game on the schedule. I don't know if you've ever been to the Conte Forum. My guess is a 9:00 Wednesday game. They're not going to have a huge crowd, so that might help a little bit. It might feel like a scrimmage in that facility, but Obviously, beyond making a few shots, what do you think the Cavs need to do? I assume maintain the defensive intensity they had on Saturday.
Absolutely. But they've got a, and again, the name escapes me, they've got a big guy in the middle.
Post.
Very physical. Yeah, Quentin Post, I think it is.
Exactly. They've got to kind of hold him in check, because if they're able to get the ball to him and score consistently, you know, that's the game.
The challenge with him is he's the big guy who can step out and shoot a three, too. So for a guy like Jordan Minor, that might be a little bit of a challenge. So maybe Blake Buchanan is going to have to match up with him.
I think Minor does fine out on the perimeter.
Well, he's going to have to, because Post, you know, he can score inside, outside. That makes him a challenge.
Yeah. You know, go ahead.
Minor is impressive down even low post, because when those guys are, you know, shouldering into him, and again, I think in the old days that would have been a charge, but they're, you know, they're going right square to his shoulder, and he's standing there, and he's taking it and holding his ground. You know, against the other guys, it's almost physically not possible to do that. You know, you can't stand and take it, but you almost have to push back, and that's when they call the foul on the defense.
Yeah, Jordan Minor, he was the one guy who had a good game the other day. He had a double-double. He had 12 points and 10 rebounds in 25 minutes. So he performed very well on Saturday, and clearly he's, you know, when they had the 8-game winning streak, I think he was one of the keys to that success when he started playing and Virginia doing better defensively in the low blocks.
No question.
You know, I talked to a couple of people in the press box at the UVA lacrosse game on Sunday, and those that went down to Blacksburg to cover the game earlier in the week when the Hoos went down there, and I thought something was wrong the whole time. I mean, from the get-go, I said, something's not right. Well, it turned out a number of coaches and a number of players were sick, and you know, to Bennett's credit, I guess, he didn't complain about that, although he was going through cough drops left and right, and I don't know what you can do in that situation. The game has to be played, but the amount of effort it probably took to get the team A back on track and get healthy and get some confidence back to give Carolina a good fight was significant. Now they've got to pivot from a terrible week and get ready for this road game in Chestnut Hill and play Boston College, a dangerous team. And then they travel to Durham to play the Duke Blue Devils. And, you know, we can thank the Wake Forest fans for tripping up Filipowski.
Yeah, it's
too bad. I mean, you hate to see any player get hurt for any reason outside, you know, the field of play, and even then. But I was curious your thoughts on team psychology and overcoming a bad week like Virginia just had, and getting ready for, really, Virginia's whole season is right now. I mean, Virginia now is third in conference, 11-6 ACC, 20-8 overall. Three regular season games remain. To your way of thinking and going back to your memory banks and, you know, playing for Coach Holland, how does this team rebound and get ready for these three games?
Well, the good news is they've done some things. The defense between Tech and Carolina, the defense seems to be in the right place, so they've got to maintain that and do that without getting in foul trouble. The offense, you know, again, I was at the Wake game, so when they were 1-for-11 from the free throw line, that was also frightening in the sense that that's, I think, historically poor, and for any team, much less Virginia. So they seem to have gotten back to a more respectable number, not a great number, but certainly more respectable, I think mid-60s last game or so. So those two things are good, but they've got to find be able to create the open shots. You know, I saw, I think Elijah Gertrude a couple times was able to drive and pop for a mid-range jumper and you know, elevated, nice stroke, and laid it in. You know, if we're not hitting from three, you know, everything was a mid-range jumper for us because there was no three. So we tried to get to 15, 18, 12, whatever. But you know, dribble or two, pop up with the defense on the ground and hit the shot. You know, if they use that, hopefully that would create some opportunities.
Yeah, they got to figure out a way to get some open looks, you know, touch the paint with the dribble drive and then kick it out and figure out some ways to get McNeely some open looks, because they desperately need to shoot the ball better, keep the defensive intensity, make some shots, and as you say, do better than they did at the free throw against Wake. But, Steve, we appreciate your time. It's good to always have a former ACC champion on the line. We'll hope to talk to you again soon, and go Hoos, as they say. But thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve Castellan. We got Dr. O with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report coming up after these messages. You're listening to Hoos Talking. Please stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives: the Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Camp Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps. So awesome, we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day. Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildrip Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear. Next time you need a move, trust a who to get the job done. Call Hildrip, 1-800-476-6683.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Segment two. And as always, these are our good friends at Ortho Virginia with the injury report. And tonight we have Dr. Kwadwo Owusu-Achal, a.k.a. Dr. O,
yes,
joining us.
That's how I know him.
Well, I know.
Because I can't pronounce
it. It's not Smith, Jones, Johnson.
But he forgives me. You know, he's a nice guy.
No, he doesn't.
He understands Hobbo can't handle
it. If he was in the studio, he would elbow drop you.
I know, he probably would. Hey, Dr. O, how are you?
All right, fellas, what's going on?
Here's one of my questions for tonight. You know, Virginia, Elijah Gertrude, he's a freshman who they were originally going to redshirt, but he's playing and played almost 25 minutes on Saturday. But he had a ACL injury last year in high school, obviously had it repaired, has rehabbed it. I guess my question to you, if somebody has that type of injury and they have it repaired and rehabbed, is it as good as new, or is there still a concern it possibly could get re-injured?
There's always that concern. You know, that risk, it ranges anywhere from 12% to 25%, depending on the study, depending on what you're doing with it. The name of the game after ACL rehab, after a certain point, you move from trying to restore the knee's motion and strength into more of a preventative medicine situation. And the goal there being to strengthen all the muscles around to really make sure they can protect that knee from taking future stress. And, of course, there's a psychological component. You know, we're learning more and more that, you know, the mental health aspect and the concept of, apprehension or trusting that knee is a big role player in whether or not you can return to sport at your previous level after ACLs.
And what do you do about it? Is there anything, from an orthopedic standpoint, you can't do anything about that, but have you had people with that type of injury that have had serious apprehension?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you're right. It's not strictly speaking an orthopedic issue, but look, a lot about what your body does is about feedback, right? And so while we can't necessarily change the mental health aspect of it through what we do rehab-wise, so then what we can do, right, is really focus on those stabilizers in such a progressive way that the feedback loop back to your brain tells you, this is safe. This is safe movement for me. And that's almost as important, if not more important, than the basic rehab after an ACL.
All right. I had ACL reconstruction not quite 20 years ago, and I was able to come right back in less than a year playing tournament tennis, and I felt like it was rock solid. And maybe my rehab, I was just more committed to it than most. I was determined to get back. And if they told me to do, 30 minutes of elliptical and 20 minutes of this and 15 minutes stretching there and all that, I added 5 minutes to each one of them. And by the end, I think he was stronger. I mean, my right knee today is golden. I mean, I have extreme confidence. So I just think if you attack your rehab, it's clearly a procedure with, a good surgeon like
Dr. O.
And like Dr. Jody Smith and Thorpe Davis and people like that. I mean, you're well versed in all this by now. All right, I want to switch to something that probably is more interesting to you. As a graduate of Duke, I know you were watching the end of that Wake Forest game where the Duke big man, Kyle Filipowski, got run into by those students rushing the floor. Let's talk about the perception of what that injury might have been, and also just your thoughts on end-of-game fan management control.
Yeah, no, I have a big problem as it pertains to the end of the game. I mean, you could argue that the game wasn't even over when all that started to go down. And I mean, it's a real danger to the athletes involved, right? I mean, listen, people are excited, emotions are high. Sometimes there are substances involved, whatever, right? Listen, but we really have to keep in mind what we're here to do. We're here to support our team and make sure these athletes are safe. All around, I mean, I think that the whole culture of rushing the field, rushing the court, but man, that's okay, right? But we got to keep in mind what we're here to do. And we're here to make sure that we, play a game safely, get our student athletes off the court, off the field safely. So that can never be compromised.
He's lucky because the Cameron Crazies never rush the floor because they expect to win every game. So it's not a big deal.
hey, we didn't set you up for that. That's just Hobo being Hobo. Hey, Dr. O, thank you for joining us tonight. And we appreciate your insights. And I know our listeners love hearing from you. Listen, you have a great night.
Thank you, Doctor.
You keep everybody over at Ortho Virginia straight. When we come back, we've got UVA tennis coach Andres Pedroso joining us.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup, and with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond, for precision crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. Frank and Hobbo alongside engineer, producer Vince. And we're going to switch sports and go to the back-to-back defending national champion UVA tennis team and Coach Pedroso on the line. And Frank's going to do the formal introduction. Go ahead, Frank.
So, Coach, this is Frank. Welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. Thank you for being on time. I was looking at your record and your all your accomplishments, and it's kind of remarkable everything that you've done already at your young age. Although you do have three kids already, are you crazy?
No, I just have an incredible wife, and she's absolutely phenomenal. And none of this would have been possible without her. That's my secret.
Yeah, listen, you're a smart guy.
Well, at least we know one family's going to listen to the podcast after this. You know, after he says nice things about his wife, he's going to make sure she hears this.
I like that. All right. So, as the director of tennis at UVA, you're responsible for, both men's and women's tennis in some way, shape, or form. And UVA has done such a great job with the Boar's Head Tennis Complex, and I love the Dr. Family Scoreboard. That thing is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the difficulty of trying to keep this tennis machine rolling. You've had a couple of national titles, and at least one of those years, you kind of came out of left field late in the season to do it. But now you have almost kind of a completely different team now, and you're facing teams that have sort of loaded up in recent years, like Ohio State and so forth. Talk to us a little bit about coaching Virginia today and, getting ready for, big challenges ahead, like Wake Forest on Friday and NC State on Sunday.
Well, the reality is that I coach at a phenomenal place, an incredible academic institution, a beautiful university, one that has an extremely powerful network. We have all the support in the world from the athletic department. We've got great resources, and we have incredible people investing in these student athletes. So as far as I'm concerned, we have no excuses at UVA, and we should be at the top of our sport with all the resources and all the incredible people that are supporting our program. And so, collegiate athletics gets more and more competitive every single year. everything gets more expensive and you need more and more resources to be at the top. But, you know, thankfully we have an incredible community around this program that continues to help us and support us. But the reality is that I am at a wonderful university and now a tennis program that has a winning tradition. So I don't think we have any excuses. I think if you work hard and you tell people the truth and I can get recruits and their families on official visits, I'm confident that they'll see that this place is really special and as magical as I believe it to be, and that we will continue to attract the best players in the world.
Hey, Coach, a quick question. You got Wake on Friday, and I'm just curious, you know, when you have a team, Wake, in front of you, do you tweak the game plan, so to speak? Is there any strategy changes based on the individual team that you're about to go up against?
Yeah, well, you know, we've had a chance to see them play a lot because we play them every single year. We know their players pretty well. They were at the ITA National Indoors last weekend or 2 weekends ago, so we got to see them play a little bit there. So we definitely understand the game styles that we'll be facing in doubles and singles, and we definitely come prepared. And in the days leading up, we do work on specific things that we're going to need to execute and implement on to give ourselves the best chance to win in each of those matches.
You know, I want to point out that just in this past week, two of your players were recognized by the ACC, UVA senior Chris Rodesh, and Dylan Dietrich was named your the ACC Freshman of the Week. Those are just some of your players. I know that one or two of your players were hurt at the beginning of the season. Montez De La Torre was
yep.
hurt, I believe, and I was trying to follow the team during the ITAs a little bit, and I know you got him back. Is he 100% now?
At the ITA indoors, he was serving underhand. So,
yes. Oh, wow.
So that was extremely difficult for him, but he handled it unbelievably well. And yeah, we haven't been able to put our whole team out there in a 100% with 100% health. So, you know, we're hoping to do that this weekend. And so, yeah, we're just taking it a day at a time. But we haven't been able to put a fully healthy team out there on the court. So, but, yeah, these guys have battled, and it's the cards that we've been dealt.
I guess that guy will be ready for pickleball in 30 or 40 years, you know. Don't they serve underhand?
He would be a phenomenal pickleball player.
Thank goodness for that. I'm thinking about some of your veterans now. Schulenberg, he's quite a character too, isn't he?
All our fourth years are, you know, storied veterans of college tennis. I mean,
yes.
these guys have played full seasons for 3.5 years, and now they're in the middle of their last one, and they've accomplished a lot. You know, 3 ACC titles, 2 national championships, and they've all done extremely well in school, and they've been through it all, on the court, off the court, and so we're so lucky to have their experience. And you know, somebody like Dylan Dietrich, who's a first year from Switzerland, and he had a coming out party at the ITA National Indoors. He's just soaking up all of the lessons that they're teaching him and all the conversations they're having with him and kind of grooming him to be a leader of this program one day. And I know Måns Dahlberg benefited from being around them his first year last year, and he's still learning from them. So these guys are little by little passing the torch throughout this season to these younger guys so that they're ready to lead. And we have, you know, 4 or 5 really good freshmen coming in next year. So the lessons that Dylan and Måns and Doug and Ty, the younger guys on our team this year, learn from these fourth years are going to be invaluable for these 5 freshmen that show up next year.
You know, we're speaking with head men's tennis coach at UVA, Andres Pedroso. Coach, Let's talk about that, because I've read that this was the number one ranked incoming class that committed to you in the nation. And I just wondered, how do you recruit nationally and internationally so well?
Well, again, I'm at an amazing place. I think if I can get a prospect and their family on a visit to Charlottesville, every time they walk away really impressed, and they think it's beautiful, and they're impressed with the academics, and they're really they're also really impressed with the quality of people that we have around this program, academically, athletically, sports medicine wise, administratively. So again, I'm just at an amazing place, and I'm lucky to be at the University of Virginia, because it is a very attractive place for somebody that wants to push themselves on both sides of the coin, academically, athletically, and also be a part of a culture that is looking to develop world-class human beings first and world-class tennis players second, while they get a world-class education. So I've got to chalk it up to just the amazing university that I'm lucky enough to be a head coach at.
Well, you know, I think there's more to it than that. Brian Boland, I got to know him really well, and I know you coached under Coach Boland at one time for 4 or 5 years. Brian was constantly thinking and working all the time. Even he'd be at a football game, and we'd be talking about tennis, and his mind was always on tennis. He was always thinking, what could he do to strengthen the program? And listen, some of the predecessors before Brian had the same city to quote sell, the same university to sell, by and large, mostly the same facilities, although Hank Harris used to tell funny stories about how they had to build a little teeny shack to store all the tennis balls and tennis gear in during the bad weather, and we used to laugh about that. But you know, you and Brian have really somehow embraced what Virginia has to offer, and at the same time, you guys clearly can coach young men because the young men play hard for you.
Yeah. Well, I think I was lucky enough to be Brian's assistant for 4 years, and so he taught me a lot about how to be successful at UVA, and I think outside of the resources that we have and the institution that we're a part of, the Bolands tried really hard for their student athletes.
Yes.
It was a level of dedication that
yes.
was just, you couldn't compare it to anywhere else, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but I would find it hard to believe that there was a family more dedicated than the Bolands to their student athletes. And I feel like my wife Erica and I have tried to replicate that, and we've tried to, you know, answer on the first ring for our student athletes and be there during the tough times, during the good times, and help them find jobs and just really provide them with a level of support that they really appreciate, and their families feel it and they see it. And I think you're right. I think the student athletes, they try harder, and they meet us more halfway than maybe at other programs across the country. And that level of dedication, I think, is unique in our program. And I do think you're right. I think it helps. And I think recruits and their families see that when they do come to Virginia and they see us interact with the student athletes. And more importantly, when they speak to the student athletes about their experience and their relationship with the coaching staff.
Well, Coach, you know, I've been around college athletics a long time, and I can tell you, leadership matters. So I think a lot of the credit goes to you and your staff for the current level of success and bringing the players in and developing a winning culture, which clearly UVA tennis is. So congratulations from that standpoint. And, you know, we just wish you the very best. And we'd love to have another, a third national title come May for the Coach Pedroso and the UVA tennis program. So,
we thank you for coming on tonight. We admire your hard work and your successes. And you and Erica, I wish you the best in Charlottesville. And I felt the same way about Becky and Brian. They were awesome. I mean, every time you were ever around them, you felt you felt that vibe and you felt the different, the distance, or excuse me, the feelings that the players had for Brian and Becky. And I'm
UVA is very fortunate to have them.
Yeah, if you're able to reach that, good for you. Anyway, we thank you and we wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, good luck, Coach.
Well, thank you for all your support and thanks for having me on.
Take care of yourself. All right, we're going to go to break. Come back on the other side. We're going to wrap things up with the Olympic Report, sponsored by our good friends at Fridays.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Joining us.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision crafted performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond, for precision crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. Frank and Hobbo alongside engineer, producer Vince. And we're going to switch sports and go to the back-to-back defending national champion UVA tennis team and Coach Pedroso on the line. And Frank's going to do the formal introduction. Go ahead, Frank.
So, Coach, this is Frank. Welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. Thank you for being on time. You know,
thanks.
I was looking.
Thank you for having me.
I was looking at your record and your all your accomplishments, and it's kind of remarkable everything that you've done already at your young age. Although you do have three kids already, are you crazy?
No, I just have an incredible wife, and she's absolutely phenomenal. And none of this would have been possible without her. That's my secret.
Yeah, listen, you're a smart guy.
Well, hey. at least we know one family's going to listen to the podcast after this. You know,
yeah.
After he says nice things about his wife, he's going to make sure she hears this.
I like that. All right. So, as the director of tennis at UVA, you're responsible for, both men's and women's tennis in some way, shape, or form. And UVA has done such a great job with the Boar's Head tennis complex, and I love the Dr. Family scoreboard. That thing is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the difficulty of trying to keep this tennis machine rolling. You've had a couple of national titles, and at least one of those years, you kind of came out of left field late in the season to do it, but now you have almost kind of a completely different team now, and you're facing teams that have sort of loaded up in recent years, like Ohio State and so forth. Talk to us a little bit about coaching Virginia today and getting ready for you know, big challenges ahead, like Wake Forest on Friday and NC State on Sunday?
Well, you know, the reality is that I coach at a phenomenal place, an incredible academic institution, a beautiful university, one that has an extremely powerful network. We have all the support in the world from the athletic department. We've got great resources, and we have incredible people investing in these student athletes. So as far as I'm concerned, we have no excuses at UVA, and we should be at the top of our sport with all the resources and all the incredible people that are supporting our program. And so, you know, collegiate athletics gets more and more competitive every single year. Everything gets more expensive, and you need more and more resources to be at the top. But, you know, thankfully we have an incredible community around this program that continues to help us and support us. But the reality is that I am at a wonderful university and now a tennis program that has a winning tradition. So I don't think we have any excuses. I think if you work hard and you tell people the truth, and I can get recruits and their families on official visits, I'm confident that they'll see that this place is really special and as magical as I believe it to be, and that we will continue to attract the best players in the world.
Hey, Coach, a quick question. You got Wake on Friday, and I'm just curious, you know, when you have a team, Wake, in front of you, do you tweak the game plan, so to speak? Is there any strategy changes based on the individual team that you're about to go up against?
Yeah, well, you know, we've had a chance to see them play a lot because we play them every single year. We know their players pretty well. They were at the ITA National Indoors last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, so we got to see them play a little bit there. So we definitely understand the game styles that we'll be facing in doubles and singles, and we definitely come prepared. And in the days leading up, we do work on specific things that we're going to need to execute and implement on to give ourselves the best chance to win in each of those matches.
You know, I want to point out that just in this past week, two of your players were recognized by the ACC, UVA senior Chris Rodesh, and Dylan Dietrich was named your the ACC Freshman of the Week. Those are just some of your players. I know that one or two of your players were hurt at the beginning of the season. Montez De La Torre was
yep.
hurt, I believe, and I was trying to follow the team during the ITAs a little bit. And I know you got him back. Is he 100% now?
At the ITA indoors, he was serving underhand. So,
yes. Oh wow!
So that was extremely difficult for him, but he handled it unbelievably well. And yeah, we haven't been able to put our whole team out there in a 100% with 100% health. So. You know, we're hoping to do that this weekend, and so yeah, we're just taking it a day at a time. But we haven't been able to put a fully healthy team out there on the court. So, but yeah, these guys have battled, and it's the cards that we've been dealt.
I guess yep. that guy will be ready for pickleball in 30 or 40 years. You know, don't they serve underhand?
He would be a phenomenal pickleball player.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. I'm thinking about some of your veterans now. Schulenberg, he's quite a character too, isn't he?
All our fourth years are, you know, storied veterans of college tennis. I
yes.
mean, these guys have played full seasons for 3.5 years, and now they're in the middle of their last one, and they've accomplished a lot. You know, 3 ACC titles. 2 national championships, and they've all done extremely well in school, and they've been through it all, on the court, off the court, and so we're so lucky to have their experience. And you know, somebody like Dylan Dietrich, who's a first year from Switzerland, and he had a coming out party at the ITA National Indoors. He's just soaking up all of the lessons that they're teaching him and all the conversations they're having with him, and kind of grooming him to be a leader of this program one day, and And I know Måns Dahlberg benefited from being around them his first year last year, and he's still learning from them. So these guys are little by little passing the torch throughout this season to these younger guys so that they're ready to lead. And we have four or five really good freshmen coming in next year. So the lessons that Dylan and Måns and Doug and Ty, the younger guys on our team this year, learn from these fourth years are going to be invaluable for these five freshmen that show up next year.
You know, we're speaking with head men's tennis coach at UVA, Andres Pedroso. Coach, let's talk about that, because I've read that this was the number one ranked incoming class that committed to you in the nation. And I just wondered, how do you recruit nationally and internationally so well?
Well, again, I'm at an amazing place. I think if I can get a prospect and their family on a visit to Charlottesville, every time they walk away really impressed, and they think it's beautiful, and they're impressed with the academics, and they're really they're also really impressed with the quality of people that we have around this program, academically, athletically, sports medicine wise, administratively. So again, I'm just at an amazing place, and I'm lucky to be at the University of Virginia, because it is a very attractive place for somebody that wants to push themselves on both sides of the coin, academically, athletically, and also be a part of a culture that is looking to develop world-class human beings first and world-class tennis players second, while they get a world-class education. So I've got to chalk it up to just the amazing university that I'm lucky enough to be a head coach at.
Well, you know, I think there's more to it than that. Brian Boland, I got to know him really well, and I know you coached under Coach Boland at one time for 4 or 5 years. Brian was constantly thinking and working all the time. Even he'd be at a football game, and we'd be talking about tennis, and his mind was always on tennis. He was always thinking, what could he do to strengthen the program? And listen, some of the predecessors before Brian had the same city to quote sell, the same university to sell, by and large, mostly the same facilities, although Hank Harris used to tell funny stories about how they had to build a little teeny shack to store all the tennis balls and tennis gear in during the bad weather, and we used to laugh about that. But you know, you and Brian have really somehow embraced what Virginia has to offer, and at the same time, you guys clearly can coach young men because the young men play hard for you.
Yeah. Well, I think I was lucky enough to be Brian's assistant for 4 years, and so he taught me a lot about how to be successful at UVA, and I think outside of the resources that we have and the institution that we're a part of, the Bolands tried really hard for their student athletes.
Yes.
It was a level of dedication that
yes.
was just you couldn't compare it to anywhere else, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but I would find it hard to believe that there was a family more dedicated than the Bolands to their student athletes. And I feel like my wife Erica and I have tried to replicate that, and we've tried to answer on the first ring for our student athletes and be there during the tough times, during the good times, and help them find jobs and just really provide them with a level of support that they really appreciate, and their families feel it and they see it. And I think you're right. I think the student athletes, they try harder and they meet us more halfway than maybe at other programs across the country. And that's that level of dedication, I think, is unique in our program, and I do think you're right. I think it helps, and I think recruits and their families see that when they do come to Virginia and they see us interact with the student athletes, and more importantly, when they speak to the student athletes about their experience and their relationship with the coaching staff.
Well, Coach, you know, I've been around college athletics a long time, and I can tell you leadership matters. So I think a lot of the credit goes to you and your staff for the current level of success and bringing the players in and developing a winning culture, which clearly UVA tennis is. So congratulations from that standpoint. And, you know, we just wish you the very best. And we'd love to have another a third national title come May for the Coach Pedroso and the UVA tennis program. So,
but we thank you for coming on tonight. We admire your hard work and your successes, and you and Erica, I wish you the best in Charlottesville. And I felt the same way about Becky and Brian. They were awesome. I mean, every time you were ever around them, you felt that vibe, and you felt the feelings that the players had for Brian and Becky. And I'm
fortunate to have them.
Yeah, if you're able to reach that, good for you. Anyway, we thank you, and we wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, good luck, Coach.
Well, thank you for all your support, and thanks for having me on.
Take care of yourself. All right, we're going to go to break, come back on the other side. We're going to wrap things up with the Olympic Report, sponsored by our good friends at Fridays.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-888. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical clinical study.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Oh, yeah, it's been a great show so far tonight. We had a lot of fun with Coach Andres Pedroso, the men's tennis coach at UVA, big man Steve Castellan, and, of course, Dr. O does not like the fans storming the court because one of his players got hurt.
And one of his key players.
Yeah, he don't like that. All right, we've got Friday's sponsors, Air Olympic Sports Report. They've always been a fantastic sponsor with us. And speaking of Fridays, if you have not been to Fridays lately, let me tell you something. The grilled food there is incredible. Air engineer loves the ribs. I will tell you, the ribs are good 3 days later. They're still fantastic. You get whiskey glaze is fantastic on almost everything. Tell you another thing that's good there. There's steaks and hamburgers. Holy cow.
And what about a happy hour? All day, every day.
That's what I say. We need to get over there, Hobgood.
Absolutely.
We've been making a mistake. But, you know, their pan-seared pork dumplings, a.k.a. the pot stickers, still one of the best appetizers in Richmond. I could go on and on.
All right, go easy on that. I'm already hungry, and now you're making it even worse. But on the Olympic news, let's start with women's swimming because they claimed their fifth consecutive ACC title, the 20th in program history, and they will compete for their fourth consecutive national title in Athens, Georgia, March 20th through the 23rd. More good news on the women's side. Coach Mox and the UVA women's basketball team had a big road win over Louisville yesterday, and that was the first time in 56 games at the KFC Yum Center that an unranked ACC road opponent actually won in the building. So we're starting to see some signs,
signs. Four of the last five. And let me tell you something.
And beat some ranked teams along the way.
If Coach Mox can win a couple more games here before the ACC tournament and then make a dent in the tournament, I think her ship sails.
She
takes off.
They play at Duke on Thursday and then host the Hokies in the regular season finale.
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic if they could beat
on Sunday. And obviously Virginia Tech is the number one seed already in the ACC basketball tournament. And we don't Frank can speak to the lacrosse game on Sunday. Big win for the Hoos over Ohio State. But the baseball team won the Jack's College Classic crown down in Jacksonville, Florida. They won three games.
They beat Auburn.
Final game was a 6-4 victory over Auburn. So Virginia baseball has started 7-0. They play tomorrow at home against VMI, and then I think they have a home weekend series against the University of Massachusetts. So Brian O'Connor and his group off to another terrific start.
And let's talk about the UVA men's lacrosse program. Let me tell you something. They've played three games. They've won all three games. They've led the entire third and fourth periods in these games. And quite honestly, they're not even playing, in my opinion, anything close to full throttle yet. I mean, they're still learning how to play together because, you know, they had a couple of veterans finally graduated. And I'm telling you flat out right now, with Cormier and Schellenberger and McCabe Millen, the newcomer on offense, there's no reason this team can't go all the way. This team is loaded. The goalie, Matt Nunes, is unbelievable. He's simply playing at a higher level than last year, and that's saying something. So I think this team, this is their time. This is their time. They should be able to go all the way. All right.
Well, Lars already has two national titles. He'd be looking at his third. Well, between lacrosse, baseball, swimming, and tennis. some outstanding spring sports at UVA. Let's just circle back to basketball. Obviously, a huge game for Virginia Wednesday night, 9 o'clock at the Conte Forum. Obviously, tonight, you know, Miami, who's been a disappointment, plays Carolina in Chapel Hill. I think the Carolina will probably take care of business. I think Miami's lost six in a row. Really disappointing year for them. They were picked second preseason. But a game tomorrow night, which I think has huge implications for Virginia, is Pitt at Clemson. If we're rooting, we're probably going to root for Clemson to win at home. I think if Virginia goes 2-1 the rest of the way, meaning they beat Boston College Wednesday and Georgia Tech at home, obviously we'd love to beat Duke at Cameron, but that's a tough assignment.
It's possible.
It's possible, but if we finish 13-7 and Pitt loses, we've got the tiebreaker over Clemson. So obviously at this point in time, we're trying to get that double bye and finish in the top four, and I think tomorrow night's Pitt-Clemson game is big in that regard.
Well, I think the biggest thing is they've got to win the game at Boston College.
Yeah, well, they got to take care of their own business, and they got to score more and shoot the ball better and continue to play with the same intensity on the defensive end that they did on Saturday.
All right, I got your recipe here.
All right.
You were asking Steve Castleton what Virginia needed to change. How about the team meal? The team transition from whatever hotel that they gather beforehand. Everything. I would change the pregame speech. I would also tell every single player going out there, you go to the spots on the floor that you know you're going to get your shots and shoot them. If Ryan Dunn is more than 8 feet from the basket, that's a mistake. He should be shooting inside. Same for Buchanan and, for the most part, Jordan Minor. And then, for God's sakes, would somebody set a pick, you know, for Isaac McNeely?
Well, I'm sure they're trying, but, you know, the part of the problem is the other team certainly, there's no secrets at this point in time. The other teams know what Virginia is running, and they're really focusing on the perimeter and trying to keep McNeely from getting looks. I just think, given the last four games, it's time to
break out.
Maybe tweak the lineup or the rotation or something. Maybe that means Gertrude gets more time. I don't know.
Well, something's got to happen.
But hopefully they'll find a way to make some shots. That's first and foremost.
This being a 9 o'clock game on Wednesday night, it's the first time this year the Cavs have played late.
That's true.
Should be interesting. Anyway, big show next week. Jimmy Miller, Chris Wright, and Dr. Jody Smith. We're going to have a lot of fun next week. Go
Should
Hoos.
Be a great one. Go Hoos.
Beat Boston College.
Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
Oh yeah, it's been a great show so far tonight. We had a lot of fun with Coach Andres Pedroso, the men's tennis coach at UVA, big man Steve Castellan, and of course Dr. O does not like the fans storming the court because one of his players got hurt.
And one of his key players.
Yeah, he don't like that. All right, we've got Fridays sponsors our Olympic Sports Report. They've always been a fantastic sponsor with us. And speaking of Fridays, if you have not been to Fridays lately, let me tell you something. The grilled food there is incredible. Our engineer loves the ribs. I will tell you, the ribs are good 3 days later. They're still fantastic. You get whiskey glaze is fantastic on almost everything. Tell you another thing that's good there. There's steaks and hamburgers. Holy cow.
And what about a happy hour? All day, every day.
That's what I say. We need to get over there, Hobgood.
Absolutely.
We've been making a mistake. But, you know, they're pan-seared pork dumplings, a.k.a. the pot stickers. still one of the best appetizers in Richmond. I could go on and on.
All right, go easy on that. I'm already hungry, and now you're making it even worse. But on the Olympic news, let's start with women's swimming because they claimed their fifth consecutive ACC title, the 20th in program history, and they will compete for their fourth consecutive national title in Athens, Georgia, March 20th through the 23rd. More good news on the women's side. Coach Mox and the UVA women's basketball team had a big road win over Louisville yesterday, and that was the first time in 56 games at the KFC Yum Center that an unranked ACC road opponent actually won in the building. So we're starting to see some signs,
signs. Four of the last five. And let me tell you something.
And beat some ranked teams
the
way.
If Coach Mox can win a couple more games here before the ACC tournament and then make a dent in the tournament, I think her ship sails.
She
takes off.
They play at Duke on Thursday and then host the Hokies in the regular season finale.
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic if they could beat
on Sunday. And obviously Virginia Tech is the number one seed already in the ACC basketball tournament. And we don't Frank can speak to the lacrosse game on Sunday. Big win for the Hoos over Ohio State. But the baseball team won the Jack's College Classic crown down in Jacksonville, Florida. They won three games.
They beat Auburn.
Final game was a 6-4 victory over Auburn. So Virginia baseball has started 7-0. They play tomorrow at home against VMI, and then I think they have a home weekend series against the University of Massachusetts. So Brian O'Connor and his group off to another terrific start.
And let's talk about the UVA men's lacrosse program. Let me tell you something. They've played three games. They've won all three games. They've led the entire third and fourth periods in these games. And quite honestly, they're not even playing, in my opinion, anything close to full throttle yet. I mean, they're still learning how to play together because, you know, they had a couple of veterans finally graduated. And I'm telling you flat out right now, with Cormier and Schellenberger and McCabe Millen, the newcomer on offense, there's no reason this team can't go all the way. This team is loaded. The goalie, Matt Nunes, is unbelievable. He's simply playing at a higher level than last year, and that's saying something. So I think this team, this is their time. This is their time. They should be able to go all the way. All right.
Well, Lars already has two national titles. He'd be looking at his third. Well, between lacrosse, baseball, swimming, and tennis, some outstanding spring sports at UVA. Let's just circle back to basketball. Obviously, a huge game for Virginia Wednesday night, 9 o'clock at the Conte Forum. Obviously, tonight, you know, Miami, who's been a disappointment, plays Carolina at Chapel Hill. I think the Carolina will probably take care of business. I think Miami's lost six in a row. Really disappointing year for them. They were picked second preseason. But a game tomorrow night, which I think has huge implications for Virginia, is Pitt at Clemson. If we're rooting, we're probably going to root for Clemson to win at home. I think if Virginia goes 2-1 the rest of the way, meaning they beat Boston College Wednesday and Georgia Tech at home, obviously we'd love to beat Duke at Cameron, but that's a tough assignment.
It's possible.
It's possible, but if we finish 13-7 and Pitt loses, we've got the tiebreaker over Clemson. So obviously at this point in time, we're trying to get that double bye and finish in the top four, and I think tomorrow night's Pitt-Clemson game is big in that regard.
Well, I think the biggest thing is they've got to win the game at Boston College.
Yeah, well, they got to take care of their own business, and they got to score more and shoot the ball better and continue to play with the same intensity on the defensive end that they did on Saturday.
All right, I got your recipe here.
All right.
You were asking Steve Castlin what Virginia needed to change. How about the team meal, the team transition from whatever hotel that they gather beforehand, everything. I would change the pregame speech. I would also tell every single player going out there, you go to the spots on the floor that you know you're going to get your shots and shoot them. If Ryan Dunn is more than 8 feet from the basket, that's a mistake. He should be shooting inside. Same for Buchanan and, for the most part, Jordan Minor. And then, for God's sakes, would somebody set a pick, you know, for Isaac McNeely?
Well, I'm sure they're trying, but, you know, the part of the problem is the other team certainly, there's no secrets at this point in time. The other teams know what Virginia is running, and they're really focusing on the perimeter and trying to keep McNeely from getting looks. I just think, given the last four games, it's time to maybe...
Time to break out.
Maybe tweak the lineup or the rotation or something. Maybe that means Gertrude gets more time. I don't know.
Well, something's got to happen.
But hopefully they'll find a way to make some shots. That's first and foremost.
This being a 9 o'clock game on Wednesday night, it's the first time this year the Cavs have played late.
That's true.
Should be interesting. Anyway, big show next week. Jimmy Miller, Chris Wright, and Dr. Jody Smith. We're going to have a lot of fun next week. Go
Should Hoos. Be a great one. Go Hoos.
Beat Boston College.
Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.